AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. People throughout the East are watching for plows, digging out of driveways and sidewalks, and looking forward to being able to get out and about. In Washington, D.C., that could take some time.
Know that we're going to be dealing with snow all of this week.
And for airline passengers who were stranded by the blizzard, the challenge is finding a flight out of any of the major airports in the East.
The issue here isn't so much weather as in lack of gate space. There's still a handful of gates that have not been plowed out. That leaves the airlines juggling planes from one space to another until a gate frees up. The terminal itself is packed with passengers sitting on the ground waiting for their flights to depart.
And that's the AP's Scott Marowitz, who is at LaGuardia Airport. Investigators are still telling us that more about one of the weapons the attackers tried to use in San Bernardino last year.
Two law enforcement officials tell the AP the homemade bomb was poorly built with Christmas tree lights and was attached to a remote-controlled toy car switched to on. The officials say the husband and wife shooters left the bomb at a social services center. They say the bomb's failure to go off compelled the couple to drive around San Bernardino, apparently trying to set off the remote-controlled bomb while staying close to the original attack site. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The manhunt continues in California for three escaped inmates. Orange County Lieutenant Dave Sawyer says officials are still trying to find out how the men managed to cut their way through metal bars and get out.
So far, there's nothing that indicates that we have concrete that says there was specific assistance from anyone inside the jail. But I'm not saying it's out of the question.
The three are said to be very dangerous. They're all charged with violent crimes, including murder and torture. The Supreme Court has refused to hear a challenge to court rulings that overturned an abortion law in North Dakota. That law would have banned abortions at about 6 weeks into a pregnancy. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Jones Industrial Average down about 90 points. This is AP Radio News. An independent international panel is urging governments to take action to help fight childhood obesity.
This report, which was commissioned by the World Health Organization, says that 41 million children under the age of five are now obese or overweight worldwide. That's up from just 31 million in 1990.
That's the AP's Jamie Keaton. President Obama is weighing in on the presidential election. In an interview with Politico, he says the Democratic presidential primary is a race between Hillary Clinton's pragmatism and experience versus Bernie Sanders' idealism and liberalism. Democratic Senator Ed Markey says he'll block the president's nominee to head the Food and Drug Administration. Markey wants the agency to take a tougher stand on opioid painkiller abuse. 14 cadets have been dismissed, suspended, or are receiving on-campus punishments at the Citadel after several of them appeared in photos with pillowcases on their heads, similar to Ku Klux Klan garb. The photos surfaced on social media last month. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.